John, is that you, dear? Just a moment. Henry, where did you come from? How did you find me?
Ain't no need in your talking, baby.
Well, baby, can I say a word?
There's a few things I want to say.
Well, let me say something first. Let me explain.
No, there ain't no need in your talking, baby.
Darling, what's wrong? Come on now, tell me what's
There's
wrong.
There's a few things I want to say.
Well, let's talk. Come on, let's get it over with.
I told you if you ever quit me.
Quit you? I haven't quit you. What are you talking about?
You'd be sorry some old day.
Oh, baby, don't talk like that now. Come on.
Now I work hard all day and night.
I know you do, baby.
Cook my breakfast while you sleep.
Yes, I know you're a good man, sweetheart. I know you're good.
Yes, I work hard day and night.
I know you're wonderful, darling.
Cook my breakfast while you sleep.
You've always been good to me, sweetheart. I know it.
But when you went away with my best friend.
But darling, I'm human after all.
That's some soul in you must reach.
Oh, baby, come on now. Let's try to get along. Let's forget it. Come on now.
Now do you see this?
Henry!
What I got in my hand.
Baby, don't!
I told you this would happen if I found you with another man.
Ah!
Goodbye, baby.
Don't! Please don't do it, baby.
Can't fight this anyway.
Oh, darling, please. Please don't do it.
You're just no good, evil woman. And it's got to be this way. Goodbye, baby. Can't stay by myself.
Of the 4-H Club. homecoming night at my high school. Everyone was there, it was totally cool. I was real excited, I almost wet my jeans. Because my best friend Debbie was homecoming queen. She looked so pretty in pink chiffon. Riding a float with her tiara on. Holding this humongous bouquet in her hand. She looked straight out of Disneyland. You know what? The Cinderella ride? I mean, definitely an E-ticket.
Standing there looking down, rot so far below. And it tortures me to know that I am the one that caused my baby to go.
I can hear her calling, calling me. I can hear her voice on the wind, saying, darling, my darling, won't you follow me, and we'll be together again. I can hear her calling, calling me from the rocks so far below.
My mind to go. I'm gonna go high, high up that mountainside, going up as high as I can go. The only escape for me is with her on the rocks 1,000 feet below.
I can hear her calling, calling me from the rocks so far below. I can hear her calling, calling me from the rocks so far below.
Crewmen scrambled to the deck in fright. When they put their jackets on, they jumped in one by one, swam for their lives to clear the sinking wreck. As they floundered in a daze, their ship sank beneath the waves. Now ship and bridge both share a murky grave. Vessels came from far and wide, drifting gently on the tide, to pick up all survivors they could find. Oh, we can't forget that night, that would hope up in its plight, when the Illawarra struck the Tasman Bridge. There lay 50,000 more stranded on the eastern shore. They wished they'd built the second bridge before. It will be 12 months at least till the West links with the East, said Tassie's loyal premier, Mr. Reese. Now here I end the tale of a ship that met its doom, and the Tasman Bridge that cracked and out of shape. God bless those souls who died on that dark and misty night, when the Illawarra struck the Tasman Bridge. When the Illawarra struck the Tasman Bridge.
Fire filled the air, maddened men ran everywhere, in that big Ohio prison tragedy. Ways to safety were all blocked, many cells were barred and locked, and the raging flames brought death and agony. Frantic convicts begged for air, many were cremated there. Oh, the horror of that scene, the moans and pleas. While the red inferno raged, human beings trapped and caged, how they prayed and cried to God on bended knees. Picture an old lady there, climbing up the smoldering stair, looking for her boy, a victim of the flames. Now her tears are falling fast, and she finds her son at last. All a tremble, she looks on his charred remains.
Oh. Oh.
Is this your son's body, lady?
Oh, this might be him. Oh, he's little and frail like that. Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy. It's Mother, honey. Mother. Oh, Mother knows you were good. You were always good to Mother, weren't you, dear?
Can you identify this body?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll take him. I'll take my boy back now. The state's finished with him. The state's finished with all of these bodies. These poor, charred bodies. Oh, who's to blame for this awful, awful thing? Who's to blame? Oh, bodies, bodies, bodies. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Now the state so graciously gives his body back to her, after life has flown and he has paid the toll. Prison bars kept them apart, kept him from her lonely heart, but they can imprison his immortal soul. Oh, society may sneer at these convicts lying here. After all, they're human, be they what they may. judge not each man for his crime, for we'll all be judged sometime when the master calls us on the judgment day.
Look up in the sky, up toward the north. There are greener stars, brightly shining forth. They're shining so bright from heaven.
On the left stands Richie Valens, a young boy just 17, just beginning to realize and explore his teenage dreams. Why did God call him, oh, so far away? Maybe to help some boy or girl who might have gone astray. With his stars shining through the dark and lonely night, to light the path and show the way that's right.
Gee, we're gonna miss you, everybody sends a love.
On the right stands Buddy Holly with a shy grin on his face. Funny how you always seem to notice that one little curl out of place. Not many people really knew Buddy or understood how he felt, but just a song from his lips would make the coldest heart melt. Buddy's singing for God now in his chorus in the sky. Buddy Holly, we'll always remember you with tears in our eye.
Gee, we're gonna miss you, everybody sends a love.
In the middle stands a stout man, Big Bopper is his name. Now God has called him, perhaps to new fortune and fame. He wore a big Stetson hat and sort of rambled up to the mic. And how can we ever forget those wonderful words, "You know what I like"?
The north, there are greener stars, brightly shining forth. They're shining so bright from heaven above. Gee, we're gonna miss you, everybody sends their love.
Her name was Sam. She was truly beautiful. But I never really saw that beauty because I never took the time to look deep enough. You see, Sam wasn't just a woman. She was something special. And as I bathed in her purely physical pleasures, I still looked with lust at others. Yet in my darkest hours, she was always there to assure me that somehow everything would be okay. But I never listened. I'd only laugh, shrug my shoulders, walk away, satisfied completely by what I'd taken, never realizing just how little I'd given.
Times have changed her, rearranged her, words of warning won't wait. Beautiful lady, my beautiful lady, I'm afraid it's too late.
Now I feel so empty, so alone, so ashamed. In the mornings when I'd awake beside her, I was quick to kiss her goodbye and go off alone to do what I would do, forgetting that her loving arms had shielded me from the cold of the night before, never realizing just how little I'd given. God, she was beautiful.
Now she's in the full crown.
Beautiful lady, my beautiful lady, I'm afraid it's too late.
Suddenly she seemed to change. Oh, she still loved me. Maybe more now than ever. But something was wrong. I sensed her discontent. I helplessly watched as she lost her pride. I saw her aimlessly wandering as she tried desperately to get herself together. And then I saw my beautiful lady slowly become a whore.
Beautiful lady, my beautiful lady, I'm afraid it's too late.
As she grew richer, I sadly watched the wrinkles of age begin to show in her young eyes. And what was once the twinkle of innocence now became a shallow hint of madness. She was sick. And it was apparent that her illness was terminal. Dallas, Texas. Memphis, Tennessee. Los Angeles, California. With great guilt, I looked on along with millions of others just like me, knowing that we allowed this to happen. I watched as in blindness, she tried to ease the pain, and she almost died an addict. Sam is now gone, and I know the blame is mine. For if I and others just like me would have but one time had the guts to stand up and say, America, I love you, she might still be here today. At least the beautiful lady that I once knew. It's now autumn, 1991. Sam is dead. My love, my country, died a suicide. Her factories are now empty shells of stillness. Her wheels of progress have ground to a halt. And her teeming cities are now but gigantic graveyards. Her fields await a harvest that will never come. And her playgrounds that once echoed the laughter of little children are now filled with a silence that is deafening. Yes, Sam is dead.
Times have changed her, rearranged her, words of warning have said.
How much I took from her, how little I gave, 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 how little I gave.
Let me tell you the story, as sad as it's true, of the 17 men of the East Hill Mine crew. They were digging for copper, for telephone wires, when the pitch shaft was blocked by a terrible fire. Escape was cut off by the flames and the ash, yet they might have been rescued but for the ship crash. Let me tell you the story, as sad as it's true, of the 48 sailors and the 17 men of the East Hill Mine crew. The SS Kentucky was badly off course to have arrived in the tailing pond instead of the port. She ran aground in the smoke at the top of the mine, which also obscured the rail passenger line. tell you the story, as sad as it's true, of the 94 train passengers, the 48 sailors, and the 17 men of the East Hill Mine crew. Though your train's engineer may be valiant and skilled, if your train hits a steamship, you're bound to be killed. Yet this terrible wreck would have caused much less fuss if the train had avoided that yellow school bus. Let me tell you the story, as sad as it's true, of Miss Mullen's first grade class, the 94 train passengers, the 48 sailors, and the 17 men of the East Hill Mine crew. Tots and their teacher were on a school visit to the East Hill Mine Safety Museum exhibit. Their passing was tragic, but mercifully fast. They probably never saw the puppies caught in the blast. Let me tell you the story, as sad as it's true, of the 8 orphan puppies, Miss Mullen's first grade class, the 94 train passengers, the 48 sailors, and the 17 men of the East Hill Mine crew. The dogs had been rescued that day from the pound, and those brave orphan pups to a new life were bound. To a school to be trained as guide dogs for the blind, but their truck's awful luck took them past East Hill Mine, and they avoided the mine shaft and the ship and the train wrecks, and they swerved around the burning school bus, when suddenly a jet containing 50 tiny babies and the only sample for the cure for cancer crashed into them in a fiery explosion whose unlikely seismic repercussions triggered a volcanic eruption. Oh. And that was the story, as sad as it's true, of the lava-covered major urban centers of the eastern seaboard, the 50 tiny babies, the lost cure for cancer, the 8 orphan puppies, Miss Mullen's first grade class, the 94 train passengers, the 48 sailors, and the 17 men of the East Hill Mine crew.
Okay, well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to a bummer edition of the Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, and of course, this week we bring you tragedy, unspeakable tragedy, death, destruction, mayhem, murder, blood on the seats, blood on the streets, blood on the tracks, you name it, we got it. I did a similar show about a year ago, and I divided it into two halves. Just, you know, run-of-the-mill regular old tragedy and car stuff, car crashes. And we're doing the same thing today because you just not believe how many car crash songs there are out there. It seems like the automobile became affordable and everybody wanted to go out and kill themselves on it. So, okay, we'll play that game. So anyway, we started with the run-of-the-mill tragedy set first. We heard from Little Caesar from 1952. That was Goodbye, Baby. And, of course, you could see the tragedy in that one. The Dixie Chicks after that, Goodbye, Earl. And to me, the tragedy with the Dixie Chicks is the way they were treated by their redneck Republican base when they decided to criticize a president who was definitely in need of criticism. And they turned their backs on them and called them heretics, rebels, non-patriots. Well, screw that. When the Dixie Chicks come to Bangor this summer, I'm going to tell them that everybody said that about them. And then see what happens. You watch. Julie Brown after that. The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun, an old favorite. Comes off the album Goddess in Progress, one of my very favorite records of all time. Followed by Terry Tyler, 1,000 Feet Below. Blue Highway, one of my favorite bluegrass bands. That was the Pikeville Flood. The Wreck of the Tasman Bridge was Buddy Williams. Bob Miller after that. That was the Ohio Prison Fire. Evidently a real event. All right. Tommy D after that. The Three Stars. The Triple Tragedy of 1959, whereupon we lost the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens and that other guy. The guy with the funny glasses. You know who I'm talking about, right? Okay. And then we heard from Shad O'Shea, Goodbye Sam. That came from the Rhino Records set, World's Worst Recordings. I think it did. I'm not 100% sure, but it certainly was bad enough, wasn't it? And then we heard from our old pal here at the Bits Lab, Jacob Haller, the wreck of the crash of the East Hill mining disaster. I like Jacob a lot. He's a clever guy, and I find him very amusing, and I try to pass him on to you as much as I can. All right? So it's okay, Jake. I know the check's in the mail. Anyway, we got the car crash set coming up. Please enjoy and fasten your seatbelts.
Breaking glass in beyond the past. Chickie Run. We all went down to the edge of town. Watched them have a real showdown. The other guy in Crazy Pete. In a couple of cars that looked real beat. 100 yards from the old brick wall was the girl in white who would start it all. 100 yards from the old brick wall was the girl in white who would start the Chickie Run, Chickie Run. She gave the signal and off they sped. At 90 an hour in a flash of red. One look at their face and it was a cinch. Neither one would budge an inch. They hit the wall with a blinding flash. Crazy fools and a burning crash. They hit the wall with a blinding flash. Those crazy fools and a burning Chickie Run, Chickie Run. I can still remember as plain as day. You're yellow, I can hear them say. So look out, bunny, when school is out. Cause maybe you'll hear someone shout. We'll have ourselves a Chickie Run, then we'll see who'll turn and run. We'll have ourselves a Chickie Run, then we'll see who'll turn and Chickie Run, Chickie Run.
If anybody calls you a chicken, just forget it. It's better to be a live chicken than a dead duck.
Please, Johnny, please stay in my
tender embrace. Please, Johnny, please, I don't want you to dread rain. My Johnny, oh, I can see him coming round the last lap. Handsome and brave, if only he didn't wave, I'd have more of him left than his hubcap. Please, Johnny, please, stay in my tender embrace. Please, Johnny, please, I don't want you to drag race. My Johnny, oh, how I'll miss him. And though he and my dreams lay in scrap, I'll do what he'd expect and wear around my neck my Johnny's hubcap. Please, Johnny, please, stay in my tender embrace. Please, Johnny, please, I don't want you to drag race.
Johnny loved Sue with all his might. He took her driving one fateful night. But he was driving too recklessly, and somehow he crashed. His car hit a tree. Johnny woke up and felt okay, but Sue couldn't move her legs that day. She'll need an expensive operation, they said. When Johnny heard this, he cried at her bed. Oh, Susie, forgive me. Please, Susie, forgive me. I'll get that money and then you're gonna want again. Johnny never did any wrong before, until he came to that candy store. He didn't want to steal, I know, but there was Sue, he loved her so. Boom, boom, boom. He took the money and then he ran to Susie's house with a clutch in his hands. She heard a policeman shouting out, and then she heard her Johnny shout. I know I did wrong, but then you gotta walk again. Sue heard a shout and ran to the door, forgetting that she could walk no more. She ran right out into the street, and Johnny cried, dying at her feet. Oh, Susie, I don't care if it's the end. Now you're walking again.
Condition red, don't you come over tonight, 'cause mommy and daddy don't approve. You and me getting too tired. Why doesn't he get a haircut? Why doesn't he shave? You know, he used to be such a nice looking fellow before he grew that awful beard.
That's what my mama and daddy keep saying to me. You're
guess we'll have to meet down at the corner from now on. That look in your eye. Where are you going? Can I go with you? Hey, take me with you. Don't go away, man. Darling, please come back. Don't you see that I just don't care what they say? Take me with you.
I'm sorry, but I'm not home. the message that I left, and I waited for a call. I waited with a sinking feeling in my heart, not knowing if she'd forgive me, was tearing me apart. I couldn't go on this way, had to call again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, baby's called at last. Instead, it was a friend who said that Joni's car had crashed. I never should have let her drive home angry from my place. I'd never hold her again and kiss that funny face. But still, there was a way to hear her voice again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, then I heard her say,
curve. to mention an arm or two before he stopped. And he smeared for 400 yards along the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds. Oh, bananas. You know, the man who told me about it on the bus says it went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He shrugged his shoulders, he shook his head, and he said, and this is exactly what he said, "Boy, it sure must have been something. Just imagine 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds of mashed bananas. Of bananas. Banana, just banana, 30,000 pounds of banana, not no driver now, just banana.
Nutcracker, and having your nuts cracked is a tragedy all in its own. I'm sure you'll agree. So, okay, we got the car crash set here. Because, like I said, you would not believe how many there are. If I were to do a third tragedy show, I would probably do the same thing, give you half a show on car crashes, because that's how many of them there are out there. It's a real tragedy, right? Okay, keep saying that. All right, we started with the Drive-By Truckers. That was Days of Graduation, followed by Grace Jones. That's right, Grace Jones, that Grace Jones. And that was Warm Leatherette, covering a song by The Normal, which kind of stopped everybody's heart for a while. Homer Dennison after that, The Chicky Run, one of those Western swing rockabilly tragedies. Back when everybody could afford cars, they couldn't wait to go out and crack them up. The car crash was The Cadets. How sad was that? Oh, Mad Magazine after that. All I have left is Johnny's Hubcap. I can't. All right, I'll be okay. After that, Kenny Caron from 1962. Susie, Forgive Me. Followed by The Goodies. Now, these are not the goodies from English TV, those lovable mop-top comedians. This is from 1968, and it was called Condition Red. The Goodies are, as you can tell, a bunch of girls, and they're adorable. There's a picture of them. I saw them, I can tell you. Bob Hudson after that, Teenage Cremation, followed by Paul Evans. Hello, this is Joni. And Paul Evans, you may remember, is the guy responsible for those seven little girls sitting in the back seat hugging and kissing with Fred, right? Okay. And then, let's see. All right, the last one, Harry Chapin, of course, 30,000 pounds of bananas. Of course, Harry became his own automobile tragedy when he was rear-ended on the Long Island Expressway. I think it was around exit 50, but car burst into flames. He was killed instantly. I hope it was relatively painless. I have a feeling it probably wasn't, but we miss Harry. Harry gave us a lot of good songs and was a good guy too. We did a lot of stuff for charity, and he's one of those people that is missed. Go ahead, ask anybody. All right, so speaking of missed, you're going to miss me for another week. I'll be back next week, of course, with something else completely different. I have no idea what. We'll see what happens. It always works out somehow, but I got two more tragedies for you coming up. Different kind of tragedies. And actually, it's two and a half tragedies, okay? The first two are tragedies. The third could have been worse, all right? So I will see you next week. Please have a good week and pray for me. I have to do my taxes this week.
Johnny lost. back alone. Oh, the waves broke like thunder. They looked so mean and cruel. Goodbye, Johnny, surf boy. Goodbye, you surfing fool.
Well, I'll sing you a song about the old 49, fastest engine on the Santa Fe line. On the 14th of April, she made a desperate dash, and she got there on time, and she did not crash.